This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. First topic today, very interesting topic. The difference between La and Le. The difference between La and Le. What do I mean by that? The Mishnah said in Nedarim Yud Aleph Yud Amud Beis, someone who says La Chulen Sha'oichalach Aser. Someone who says La Chulen that I'm going to eat from you, it's Aser. The Rana on the Mishnah explained, Kulhu Bepatachais. All the cases, La Chulen, La Kosher, La Dachi, are all with Nakud Patach. Kamrin and Lahu Mishum Hachi Aser. That's why it's Aser. Dimishtamoi loy chulen, because the implication is it's not chulen ela carbon, but rather a kosher. Loy kosher, it should not be kosher ela aser. Loy dachi, ela aser. Da ashkechan hachi gabe heter, we find such a thing by heter. Kedamrinon heyed Rabbi Yosi ben Yoezer al ayel kamsa shehu dachan. Basically, the Ran says, La means not. La chulen means not chulen. And the Gemara even says on Yad Aleph Amud Beis, that Rav Ashi said, the difference between la chulen and lichulen. La chulen means not chulen. Lichulen means it is chulen. The Ran said on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Kolomer Kula Braisa Rameir. Really, the whole Braisa could be like Rameir. The Hadik Tani Seifa Lachulin Layoichalach Mutter, Mari de Omer Lichulin Beshva, Tachas Halamid, Hokoch Lekalamemer Loichulin Kamar. So that's the difference between La and Le. Therefore, if you look in the Torah in Siman Tavkuf Pei Beis and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Torah brings Baharab Meir Meir Rottenberg Haya Omer Lichayim Bishva Veloy Lachayim Bepatach. When you say Zachrenu Lichayim, you have to be careful to say Zachrenu Lichayim, not Lachayim, because if you say Zachrenu Lachayim, it means remember not for life. So the Maharab Meir Rottenberg was makbet to say Zachrenu Lichayim, not lachayim, ki lichayim mashma loichayim, ki de isa ben adarim, lachulin kamay loichulin. Okay, that's the Maharami Rutenberg derives from this Gemara Nedarim, that when you ask for life, you have to ask zachreinu lichayim, not zachreinu lachayim. The Bach has the following question. He brings from Harab Avram mi Prague, was matmiya on this tour. Because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Dalet, pasuk Gimel, Lachayim b'Yerushalayim b'Patach, and there it means for life in Jerusalem. So we see that when you mean for life, you could also say La. Umarshal kasav ki maram ozel letame. The Marshal says that Marami Remi Rotemerg was going according to his own reason. The Chol Hecha de Ikalamiti, whenever you can make a mistake, Lo Yisam Chinan Akra. We don't rely on the Pasuk. Ukamasha Kosav Gabe Berchas Hamozain. Be'inyan Noidelecha. Kidael Simon Kov Pei Zayin Adkan Lashainai. Whenever you can make a mistake, we're not going to rely on the Pasuk. Yeah, it says Lachayim Birushalayim, but it could also mean not life, and therefore you need to say Lichayim. But the question is, asked the Bach, Umiyu, Enoi Mesiashev, Lama Hikbed Kan Yoyser Meal Masha Anoim Rebuchol Yoyim, Bahashkivenu. The Bach says, I still don't understand my Rami Rotemerg. Granted, there's a Pasuk, Lachayim Birushalayim. Okay, we won't rely on a Pasuk if you could make a mistake. But we're not worried about this the rest of the year. In Hashkivenu, we say, Hashkivenu Hashem Lakinu, Lishalayim, Bahamidenu Malkenu, Lachayim. Ushmart Seisenu, Vayenu, Lachayim. Ask the Bach, we're not worried about this the rest of the year in Hashkivenu, we say Lachayim. So all the Mefarshim ask on the Bach, no we don't. We say Hashkivenu Hashem Lakeinu Lichayim. Within Makayin Lichayim. But apparently the Bach's Gersa was a La, and therefore he asks, why would we more makbid on Yomim Nor on Rosh Hashanah more than any other time. So the Bach says something very interesting. Ela Yiraha Iker Shalai Hikbid Ela B'Rosh Hashanah. The Iker is that he was only makbid by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Sha'anu Tluyin Bedin. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we are hanging in judgment. The Hasatan Mikatreg Loimar Piv Hikshilai. The Satan will be Mikatreg. Look, his own mouth caused him to stumble. Sha'imer Lachayim Bepatach, the Mashmoy Loichayim. Ubris Krusa Lisfasayim, Lifsaik Olav Din, Lamaves Vloy Lachayim. Alpimasav. And there's a covenant sealed with the mouth to definitively give a din of maves and nachayim based on his actions. Ve'ein likanois imay lefnim mishuras hadin al pi hachesed v'harachamim. Basically, we're more concerned on Yom Naram. So Yom Naram, we're makbid zachveinu lechayim. Why? We have to be more careful on Rosh Hashanah because the Satan is out to get us. He's going to be more medactic with us on this day. But Shari Mois Hashanah Hayakare Lachayim Bepatach Api Adikduk. Basically, the rest of the year we're not concerned. Okay, so it's an interesting practical application of this Gemara Lachayim, our Gemara of Lachulin. The Maharam Rotenberg applied to Zochreinu Lachayim, and it seems like we're more makbid Rosh Hashanah than any other time of the year. Now, if you think about it, this is not the only example of something that we're more makbid about on Rosh Hashanah more than any other time of the year. You know, the Ramah says in Siman Tav Kof Pei Gimel Sif Beis that Ein Oichlin Egoizim on Rosh Hashanah because it's Gematria Chet. The question is, okay, it's also Gematria Toiv. Also, why do we eat it the rest of the year if it's Gematria Chet? The Marsham says, since it could imply both ways, on Rosh Hashanah we're more machmir, like this Yisoid of the Bach, that on the Yom HaDin we're worried about the Kitrug of the Satan. By the way, the Chasam Sofer brings another reason we don't eat egoism on Yimei HaDin. He says, Klal Yisrael is doimel egoiz. Why is Klal Yisrael doimel egoiz? Just like an egoiz, even if it rolls in a dirty place, it doesn't get ruined. Klal Yisrael, even though they're misgalgal by the Umay Sa'olam, they don't get ruined. And since, says Chasam Sofer, it's a remez to galus, it's not a good omen. Question is, what do you mean it's a remez to galus? It's also a remez that we don't get ruined. So according to this answer of the Bach, we could say that it's true, it has a good connotation as well, but any bad connotation we have to avoid on the Yom HaDin. Okay, that's the first offering, okay? That is offering number one.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.